On this day, we do not only celebrate this sixth Sunday in ordinary time after the Epiphany, and of course, in particular, the Gospel has called us to a greater perfection. Our Lord came to fulfill the law, and of course, only He could fulfill it. But He helps us to fulfill it. And so He calls us to a greater perfection in regard to the commandment not to kill, in the regard to that same commandment insofar as anger towards others, and in regard to adultery, a virtue of purity and continence to which we are all called regardless of our state in life. And then, of course, He also calls us to a greater accounting for our saying, for our statements. Do not make a false oath, that your yes mean yes and your no mean no. There is no reason to swear. Only let your yes mean yes and your no mean no. But in addition to this, on this particular day, which is also the World Day of the Sick, it is also the feast of Our Lady of Lourdes, of the Immaculate Conception of Lourdes. And of course, we celebrated it this morning already to a fuller degree. But in this Mass and after this Mass, we will celebrate it in a very special way when we confer according to the desires of His Holiness Pope St. John Paul II, who instituted this, with the sacrament of the unction of the sick, the anointing of the sick, which is not meant only to be received at death, but also throughout life to prevent death, to heal us in different sicknesses and in old age, and also to prepare us for the eventuality of an unforeseen death, something which no one knows. But on this day, we celebrate Our Lady's apparition to Saint Marie Bernard Soubirous, known commonly by her worldly name before she entered the convent of the Sisters of Charity of Nevers, Bernadette. She was from a very poor family, and she was also very sickly. Among other things, she had a very severe case of sicknesses of the lung, in particular that sickness which afflicts many people, especially here in this part of the country. And so her lungs were very weak, her heart as a result was also very weak. And so they took very good care of her, but she also tried to help. She didn't want to use her poor health as an excuse to do nothing and to become loathsome. And so she tried to help. As such, on the morning of February the 11th of 1858, she went out with her sisters and her friends, and because they were very poor, they went out to the river, in particular in Lourdes, in France, in the Pyrenees, the river Gabe, and there at Massabiel, where there were caves and hills and the remnants of mountains, they were going to collect firewood, sticks, basically. Not logs, but sticks that they could carry to keep their fire going and to cook with. And so, of course, she was very, very careful not to get wet because of her asthma. And so she went, and she was taking off her shoes and her socks when she felt this powerful wind. And she looked up, and the trees were totally still. And then she felt it again. And then she looked up, and there, in a little cove on the hill, there was a beautiful lady dressed in white with a blue girdle, the color of the sky, and on her feet were gold roses, yellow gold roses. In her hand was a rosary, of which the beads were white as mother of pearl, and the chain and the cross and medal were gold, just like the roses on her feet. She tried to make the sign of the cross, but couldn't because she was so afraid. And then the lady made the sign of the cross, and she was able to do it. And the lady began to say the rosary and showed her to do so the same. This was the first of about 18 apparitions, and the Blessed Mother, who had not yet identified herself as such, but she, Bernadette, thought it was, she had never seen the likes of this, told her to come back on the consecutive weeks that would follow, and she would see her again. And so she did, and the next apparition took place on St. Valentine's Day. And remember that it is St. Valentine's, not Valentine. We're not Masons, Protestants, or atheists. It's St. Valentine's. And so she appeared again on St. Valentine's Day. And this time she said a few more words. And the girl by then had told her companions, who could hear nothing, see nothing, and they told her mother. Her mother, who was a very strict woman, slapped her silly for making up stories. And of course, sometimes it's a good thing to slap our children silly. They need it. Discipline is very important. Lack of discipline is deadly. And so she still insisted, "I did see a lady." No one else did, but she did. So she went back, and the mother went to the priest, and they were very afraid because of the Masonic persecution of the church at that time in France, even though the emperor, Napoleon III, proclaimed himself a Catholic, but he was not. Like some other people in today's world of government, who say they're practicing Catholics, but they're not. And so, nevertheless, they were very afraid because the church was being persecuted. Churches were being closed. Convents and monasteries were being closed and the government taking them over for their own use. And the monks and nuns thrown out into the streets. Just as today is happening also throughout the world. But not because of the emperor, but because of others. And so the mother and the priest, the parish priest, were very afraid. But Bernadette insisted. So she went back, and eventually she asked, "The priest wants to know who you are." And she says, "I want a church built here in my honor." And then she said the rosary again. She says, "I want you to make reparation for sinners. I want you to say the rosary every day. This is, after the Mass, the most important prayer there is." But she did not say who she was. The next time, Bernadette came with a bottle of holy water. And she sprinkled it on the Blessed Mother because the devil is afraid of holy water. And she thought, if it's the devil, who could appear as the Blessed Mother if he wished? He can appear as Christ. He can appear as anything. But if it was him, then he would have vanished for fear of the holy water. But she didn't. She enjoyed it. She greatly enjoyed the holy water and continued with the rosary. And then she says, "The priest wants to know who you are." She says, "I will tell you at the next visit." At the next visit, however, she asked Bernadette to do something that seemed to be totally silly to her and everyone around her. She said, "Look there, and I want you to dig with your hands and wash your face with that." There was nothing but mud. So Bernadette washed her face, and it was all muddy. And then all of a sudden, water began to gush forth, water that is still gushing forth. It was clear as could be, clean as could be. And she washed her face, and everyone wondered, and everyone knew that this was not natural. It was supernatural. And then the Blessed Mother said, "I am the Immaculate Conception." Bernadette had no idea what that meant. She had not even made her first communion, though she was about 11 or so at the time. So she went back to the priest, and she said, "The Blessed Mother said, 'Que eres hoy Immaculata Concepción,' in the patois of the region. 'I am the Immaculate Conception.' And the priest fell to his knees. And then it proceeded, and people began to come and come and come. The government boarded up the place and forbade anyone to go there until the son of the Emperor Napoleon got sick. And the Empress Eugenie, who was many times the wife of evil men, was a good Catholic and went to church silently and hiddenly against her husband's wishes, realized that something was going on, and the little boy that she loved, the prince, was dying, and no doctor could save him. So she asked her handmaiden to go to Lourdes and bring back that very blessed water that had been procured there by graces of the Immaculate Conception. And she brought it back to Paris, and the prince drank of the water and was healed immediately. Since then, thousands of persons have been healed, and hundreds of miracles have been attested. The last one just a couple of years ago, with the board of doctors that the bishop set in place to study all the cases that were brought before them. Many, many cases. People who were blind totally, and all of a sudden they could see. People who were missing bones in their legs, and all of a sudden bones grew in place of the vacuum that was there. All kinds of things that could not happen. Not naturally. And so began that which continues today, the devotion to Our Lady of Lourdes, the Immaculate Conception. In her honor today, in honor of the World Day of the Sick, we will confer after this Mass the sacrament of anointing. I remind you that this is a sacrament. You must be a Catholic in good standing to receive it. You cannot be just anybody. In the case of this shrine and parish, you cannot just be a visitor because you are not under my jurisdiction. You need to be a parishioner of this parish. And in addition, I warn you, no one is to go to any sacrament, including this sacrament, in the state of mortal sin, or you will commit a horrible sacrilege. Will not only not bring you healing, it will bring the curse of God upon you. You do not want that. You do not want the wrath of God upon you. So if you are a parishioner, if you are sick, if you are over 60, and according to canon law, in danger of death, then you may receive this sacrament. It will take place after the Mass, not during the Mass, and I will give you the instructions again at that time. Also, the ceremony is not just finished when I anoint your head and your hands. The ceremony will be finished when it is finished. Do not cause disrespect to it by leaving early because you're in a hurry. If you're in that much of a hurry, don't bother. Do it properly, or do not do it at all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.